From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Montessori is an education philosophy that emphasizes student-led learning. It also tends to be associated with rich suburban families. But as WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, one Montessori school in Birmingham is flipping that stereotype.
5-year-old Malcolm is working on fractions, but he's not sitting at a desk. He's laid out on a carpeted floor, a notebook in front of him, and a pencil firmly grasped in his hand.
It's really hard to do.
His little hands still have trouble writing down his answers. One problem stumps him, so he calls his teacher.
So, what fraction family is this?
I don't know.
Let's count.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Malcolm is one of 19 students at Urban Community Montessori, a private school in the Titusville neighborhood that appears to be the only Montessori school within Birmingham city limits. In Montessori, students are free to move wherever they want in the classroom. They each have their own plans for the day. So while Malcolm works on fractions, his classmate, Corey, can draw a picture. She's 7.
What do you like best about coming to school?
That we get to learn about anything.
Montessori started in the early 1900s in Italy, with the cornerstone being that children have a natural desire to learn and absorb knowledge from their surroundings. The first Montessori school was opened to educate poor and disadvantaged children. But when the method came to America, it catered to the upper class. And today, Montessori is still associated with wealthy and white families. Before Courtney Davis started Urban Community Montessori, the only Montessori schools in the area were in wealthier suburban neighborhoods.
And we know that Black and brown communities are mainly in Birmingham City.
2 years ago, Davis started UCM with 8 kids, and she's more than doubled that this year. After working in local Montessori schools for over a decade, Davis says she opened this school partly because she didn't see a lot of diversity in those classrooms. She says high tuition and location kept a lot of Black and brown families away from Montessori.
I believe in being fair. It's like I've opened this school up so that Black and brown communities can see that, number one, that someone who is Black cares about Black children, knowing that this is missing, this opportunity is missing, and that it is now accessible within the city limits.
Urban Community Montessori offers sliding scale tuition based on family income. Davis knows Montessori is not for every child or family, but she does a lot of work to encourage families to try it. In the 6 and under class, students get their own snacks and clean their own bowls. They also choose what they want to learn. 4-year-old Ryan says his favorite thing to do at school is go outside.
I like to find nature and find some kinds of different kinds of caterpillars.
He says he likes nature and caterpillars. Ryan's mom, Tony Green, says she's seen her children in Montessori really flourish in school and at home. Green went to a Montessori school when she was a kid and says it shaped her into who she is. She wanted to give that to her children, but didn't want them to be the only Black kids in class. Urban Community Montessori was a perfect fit.
So it's something that I know that has given my children the self-confidence to be able to take on the world without fear.
Green says Black and brown children also benefit from Montessori because it can protect them from challenges they might face in traditional public school settings. For example, Black students are more likely to be disciplined in school than their peers. That worried Kaya Davis, another parent at UCM. She says her daughter tried regular public school for a bit, but large class sizes and the pandemic were a lot.
We did that for about 2 months. All respect to the teacher, she was fantastic. But then COVID resurged and they had to go back virtual, and that just wasn't a good option for us. So we took the year off. In that year, I just said to myself, there has got to be a better way.
For her family, that was Montessori. Davis says she had no knowledge about Montessori before choosing the school, but now she's all in.
I am hook, line, and sinker bought into the Montessori lifestyle.
She says at Urban Community Montessori, her daughter is more assertive, confident, and she's seen her grow a lot. And she can do that with kids who look like her. Kyra Miles, WBHM.